Section 5B. Will you be my Google? So, in the previous sections, we've talked a bit about you discovering what your niche wants, needs, and desires, and thinking about solutions to those problems, to those wants, needs, and desires. But there is a want, need, and desire that pretty much everybody has that you can begin to provide and will offer you many opportunities for engagement. So let's talk about Google for a bit. What does Google provide? What are the things that Google does for us when we go to Google and we type something into that search engine? What does it give us? So first of all, and by the way, I've been using Google as my primary search engine, I think since 1996, since it first showed up. I was in California, and a friend of mine came over and said, "So have you tried Google yet?" I'm like, "Have I tried what?" And I was like, "I've tried what? Huh? Google? What?" And at that point, I was getting my internet service through AOL. So my entire relationship with the internet was through the filter of AOL. And my friend loaded a search engine onto my computer and said, "Well, check this out." And I was blown away, and I've never looked back. I've been using Google ever since. So what does Google provide? So first of all, they're a filter. Because the truth is, the internet is a raging river of information. Something like 4 billion new pages or posts an hour. 4 billion new pages or posts an hour. And there's just no way you can filter that yourself. So Google provides a filter. Google also provides a focus. And here's the thing you've got to understand about Google. They're watching you. They're watching what you're looking at and helping you to focus more specifically and clearly on what you want based on what you've been looking for in the past through your history with them. So they offer a filter, they offer a focus, and they also gauge things for importance and relevance. It is of enormous importance with Google. So when you search for something, it is not just looking for that one keyword. It's looking for whether or not the content of the site it's providing for you is relevant to that keyword. And it's one of the ways they've cleaned up a lot of the garbage that is out there by getting better and better and better and better and better at telling the relevance. So that's what Google does for us. What I want you to start thinking about is how can you be the Google for your niche? How can you be the curator? How can you help them focus? And how can you help them determine importance and relevance to their lives? See, because our biggest problem is TMI, too much information. It's overwhelming, right? It's everywhere. There's so much information that it's very easy to become overwhelmed. And most of us are overwhelmed most of the time. So one of the services you can provide for your niche is to be the curator of that information. You want to filter the information and point their attention to what you think they will find important and relevant to their lives. So it's really important that in what you're presenting as information, that you're discriminating, that you're thoughtful about what you're showing them, and you're thoughtful from their perspective. Not just is this important to me, but will it be important to the people that are important to me, meaning your fans, your customers, your clients. And this gets back to a theme that I am going to come back to over and over and over throughout this entire course, which is that art is a service industry. You're providing a service to your customers, your clients, and your fans. The more of service you are, the more they're going to want to buy from you. The more they're going to want to give back to you. Because ultimately, it's not about sales. It's about service. It's about providing what they want, need, and desire. Because people buy from the people they know, they like, and they trust. And if you are of service to your fans, they will feel like they know you, they like you, and they will absolutely trust you. So that when it's time for you to turn around and say, buy this from me, come see this show, they will, because they know you, they like you, they trust you. You've built that relationship, that rapport, by being of service to them. Because this is not the time to ask for the sale. That comes later. See, if you ask for the sale before you've established a relationship, then you're just like everybody else. You're like the commercials on TV. You're like the frickin' billboards as they're driving down the highway of life. But if you've established a relationship, and if they feel like they know you and they like you, and you've been of service, which creates trust, then when it comes time to ask for the sale, it's a no-brainer. Of course they're going to buy you. Of course they are. Now, part of this is, of course, that one of the biggest services you're providing is entertainment, right? Because that's what music is. Music is entertainment. This is the entertainment industry. Okay? So your content doesn't always have to be driven by fulfilling their deeper needs. It doesn't necessarily have to be hugely significant in their lives all the time. It can be fun. It can be funny. And it should always be entertaining. Even if what you're providing is the solution to what they desire, to what they want, and what they need, it should always be entertaining. Because if you are entertaining, they will again feel closer to you. Oh, I love that guy. He always makes me laugh, right? So you want to be sharing what you love, because part of this is expressing who you truly uniquely are. Who are you really? Part of the way you show people who you are is by sharing what you love. Sharing what makes you laugh will attract people to you who have a similar funny bone, who have a similar sense of humor. And the more they are like that, the more likely they're going to find your videos entertaining, your tweets entertaining, your show, your patter, all of that entertaining. So share what you love. Share what you think is funny. But really, share what you're passionate about. Because I can already feel you saying, oh God, Deborah, more research. I have to find more stuff to share with them, more content, more. I have to do more research. Who's got time for this? Well, here's the thing. If you've chosen a niche that is close to you, to who you organically and naturally are, then really all you're doing is searching for stuff that's important to you. Searching for stuff that you love, that touches you, that's funny. Searching for stuff that entertains you, and then sharing it. And once you share it, it's not enough to just share it, because you don't want to be the megaphone. You want to be the cocktail party. You want to be engaging. You want to be drawing them into your universe. So you need to invite engagement and respond to engagement. So when you post something, ask them a question. Give them an opinion. Ask them to ask you questions. Invite comments. Now, there's a couple of different ways to invite comments, but one of the best ways to invite comments is to ask them. Ask them a question. Not just, what do you think? Because that's, first of all, boring. Second of all, everybody does it. Third of all, I don't have time to tell you everything that I think. But if you ask me a specific question and then ask me to tell you my answer to that question. You know, I watched this video and it left me with this question. What do you think? What's your answer to this question? What's your solution? Invite conversation. Be outrageous. Be provocative. Now, we're a bit leaping ahead to step 8, which is your BOP, your bold, outrageous, and provocative statement of who you are. But this is how you begin to express that. You express that both with what you're sharing about, because you're sharing about what's important to you, but you're also expressing this by being provocative in your questions, in your request for conversation, in what you're saying about whatever it is you're posting. Okay? So don't just put up a link on Twitter. Put up a link and say something about it. When you put up a picture or an image on Facebook, say something about it. Okay? It's not enough to just put up a picture. Invite comments. Invite engagement. This does a lot of different things in the social media sphere, which I'm going to get into in a lot more detail when I talk about driving traffic and converting, you know, 5, 6, and 7, those steps. We're going to get into a lot more detail on that. And when people respond, you have to respond to them. Leave no comment uncommented on. If someone retweets you, always thank them. If someone comments on something that you say, either on Twitter or on Facebook or on your blog, always answer back. Always respond. That does a lot of things. For one thing, it makes people feel heard. Oh my God, she took a minute out of her busy day to thank me for retweeting her. It makes people feel seen when you respond in a way that's real, in a way that's human. It's not by rote, okay? If someone makes a comment, always comment back, because the more your audience feels like you see them, like you care about them, because by the way, sharing is caring, but responding is caring at a much deeper level. When you respond in a personal way, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but when you respond in a personal way, people engage with you in a much deeper way, and they will like you and trust you more. It creates rapport, okay? It's not about you. Here's the thing you've got to get. I know that when you're making your art, it's very personal, and it's very much about you. And when you're out there, you feel like, you know, it's about you being successful and all of that stuff. But here's the secret to really creating success, that the artists who really get this in today's industry is it's not about you. It's never about you. It's about them. It's about your audience. It's about your customer, your client, your fan. It's about you serving them. The more you come genuinely and deeply from a sense of service, from a sense of community, and from a sense of giving, contributing, making a difference in the world, the more successful you're going to be. So make it about them.